This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell. Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and not every day do we have news breaking as big as it is today. So big, in fact, that we're going to start today's Robert Scott Bell Show with our good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Major breaking news on the GMO front, and it's good news for the good guys because the U.S. Right to Know group, an activist group, has evidently just document dumped a lot of things, and we're going to get some of that backstory with the latest article from Mike Adams that is just published right now at naturalnews.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. Mike, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Big day.
Hello, Robert. Yeah, it's great to join you. Let me jump right into it. What's just happened today with the GMO industry, this big document dump exposing the corruption of academic scientists at major universities across America, including the University of Florida, essentially showing the emails between Monsanto and these university scientists who lied to the public and claimed they had no financial ties to Monsanto or the biotech industry. Well, U.S. Right to Know got a hold of these emails through Freedom of Information Act requests. They've now dumped the documents. The New York Times, believe it or not, yes, I said the New York Times.
Yeah. What is that? What did they do?
They did a story on this. They actually told the truth about what's happening. Of course, they only scratched the surface. There's so much more that we are covering, but this document dump is now publicly available. We have, in fact, processed all the PDFs and produced searchable text files. Right now, if your listeners want to search these files themselves, they can go to gmo.news. That's gmo.news. It's the top article there right now. We put those up just about an hour ago. But, Robert, this is to the biotech industry what the undercover abortion videos were to Planned Parenthood, or what Edward Snowden's document releases were to the NSA. This is the big document dump that's going to change everything.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that, as we've seen and claimed and called on and talked about for many years, the payoffs that were going on behind the scenes to get the science or the scientists and the universities to continue to support the GMO biotech industry, because they knew as long as they had the liberal intelligentsia on their side, they'd still be able to get the funding rolling through and then the approvals of the regulatory bodies, or the regulatory bodies just plain looking the other way. To me, this document dump, and I'm only seeing it for the first time within the last hour, has the potential, if you will, to just bring that entire biotech industry down, especially with the relationships now being revealed, the payola, we used to call that in radio, to the universities and the scientists who become shill for GMO and attacking the people who question it.
It's absolutely payola. Some might call it bribery or corruption. I've characterized it as academic prostitution. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at here is people like the University of Florida's Kevin Falta, Dr. Kevin Falta, who has been an attack dog of this industry. He viciously defamed and smeared Food Babe over the last year. He has attacked Gary Ruskin and the U.S. Right to Know campaign. He's been instrumental behind the scenes in stopping the EPA from putting limits on pesticides and herbicides related to GMO agriculture, for example. Now, what he did not publicly disclose is that, his organization took $25,000 from Monsanto. Mm-hmm. Monsanto paid for his vacation/public talking trip to Hawaii, where it was all expense paid, rooms prepaid by Monsanto so that he could party on the beach. That's actually in the emails. And he was then given more grant money to do what's called a public talking campaign to, quote, educate the public about science. Well, it's all starting to unravel. The House of Cards is coming down, Robert, and he's just one of many scientists now exposed in these new documents.
Now, we're being introduced to a new term here today as well. That's called biofortified boys. Biofortified boys. And it reminded me of my breakfast cereal as a dumb American that didn't know better. We ate all the food colorings and all the garbage that was in breakfast cereals. What is this term, biofortified boys? What does it refer to in all those documents that have been dumped here?
Well, this is a term that was found in the documents. It was used by this pro-Monsanto Hawaii agriculture organization that helped defeat the Hawaii bans on GMO agriculture. You know, Hawaii is used as a giant experimental island by Monsanto. All the people of Hawaii are human guinea pigs in these open-air experiments. And this group refers to all of these paid-off, corrupted, you know, academically prostituted scientists. They call them their biofortified boys. So it's a bizarre term, but it kind of shows the buddy system that exists in this. And if you look at these emails, you know, these people talking back and forth to each other, plotting how they're going to use unethical influence strategies and social engineering and payments and, you know, all kinds of things, you know, attacks on people like the Food Babe in order to control the public's perception of GMOs. In other words, what we're seeing here, this is the sleaziest chapter of science that America has ever witnessed. This is worse than big tobacco. You know, this is sleazy black ops, dark operatives, lying, getting paid, being bribed in order to deceive the public about the food supply that's poisoning them. So this is the worst of the worst that modern science has yet produced.
You're right. I mean, even though they claimed cigarettes at one point were a healthy after dinner snack, you know, it didn't have the PR associated at the level GMOs are. Feed the world, feed the hungry. Anybody who's against GMOs wants to starve people. This kind of campaign and new campaigns coming online every day. But when the New York Times covers this, that means it's gone perhaps even too far for the liberal intelligentsia to keep hiding. And I see this, as I said, unraveling as you've described it. And, of course, I want everybody to go to GMO.news, GMO.news. Of course, AlternativeNews.com is another great site as well. Of course, NaturalNews.com. Read up on where we are with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, breaking big today. The GMO empire may be crumbling as the links to academia, the payoffs, the bribes, the payola, and, of course, the shill attack dogs. Now, the biofortified boys, as they say, are the ones they knew they were seeding the money, not the seeds, but the money to keep them in how would we say, to speak the good thoughts of GMOs.
Well, they're simply buying them off. You know, this is old school payola just under the guise of universities. So now we have entire universities like the University of Florida functioning as a Monsanto front group. You know, they want the credibility of science, but they don't want to subject their GMO crops to actual scientific scrutiny. Instead, they just want to buy off the scientists and call it science. So it's a bastardization of science, or a corruption of science. And it's all coming out now. We've written about this for years. You've talked about it for years. You've had guests on. You know, I mean, John Rappaport has done battle with these same horrible, horrible people who are, you know, they claim to be scientists, but they're just academic prostitutes for an industry of poison. And it's all coming out now. So, you know, a lot, and this is just the beginning. I spoke with Jerry Ruskin earlier today. He said a lot more documents are coming out. The Food Babe is filing FOIA requests for more Freedom of Information document dumps to come out. There are other things happening behind the scenes that I can't even hint about yet, but this is all coming out. It's all decentralized. There's no leader in alternative media that's making this happen. It's just everybody telling the truth and exposing the lies and corruption for what they are.
Yeah, I wanted to repeat what you just said there about the new media, what we've been doing for many years. It is because of you, the listener, as well as the active listener that begins to send this information out. It goes viral in a very good way, and it disempowers the mainstream media that had control, lock and stock and barrel of your thought forms out there. There's still those folks that wait for mainstream media to say this stuff, but the New York Times has covered it. It shows how far this has gone. They can no longer contain the story, but we're not letting it lie with the New York Times. The point is, natural news right here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're all coming together to bring this out even bigger and more that they might not want to have known. I'm a little speechless, Mike, as I'm reading what you've written here in this document. That was overwhelming.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The New York Times, I think, for this story, there are a couple of theories. One is that the author who wrote it is going to be fired and blackballed from the industry. We've seen that happen. And look at the history of Cheryl Atkinson, for example,
right,
and, you know, many other investigative reporters. You know, Rappaport can tell you stories, too. So maybe they're going to get rid of this guy. But the other school of thought is that the New York Times is maybe going to finally try to own this issue and show up everybody else like the Washington Post. Now, the Washington Post, its entire editorial board is essentially run by Monsanto. They print puff pieces that sound exactly like Monsanto talking points. Meanwhile, the New York Times today published paragraphs stating that, you know, Kevin Falta from the University of Florida is reprinting word for word these explanations that were given to him by Monsanto public relations spinmeisters, and yet he claimed they were his own words and his own opinions, but it was just copy and paste, whatever. And then there's this one quote where he says something like, quote, I'll say whatever you want me to say. That's his response to Monsanto and their PR company. I'll say whatever you want me to say, as long as you keep giving me free trips to Hawaii, you know, and keep donating money. And then the University of Florida is receiving massive donations from Monsanto and DuPont and Syngenta, all the biotech companies. So again, the university, Robert, is a front group.
Right, and I want to call on all of the people, you know, the University of Florida and alumni, for instance, you should be outraged about your university. And again, it's not only the University of Florida, but you Gator fans out there should not stand for this kind of corruption at your favorite school. And that's the point of standing up to say what is right, not being part of that silent majority that allows this evil to continue. And we're going to continue the good that we're doing together with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, robertscottbell.com, right here live on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Back with more of Mike Adams after this break, and then we have Dr. Linda Isaacs in the second hour doing some more to honor the legacy of Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, check out the breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through our syndicator GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. We have got the biggest, one of the biggest stories in many years, and this is really the biotech industry. This could take them down at least a notch or 10, maybe all together. I don't know. But Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with me again. And Mike, what do you think in, as far as this impact on GMO legislation? Like the DARK Act, for instance, which was passed in the House and the Senate still has not voted on it, with these revelations of payola, if you will, going into these research universities.
Well, I think it could have a very positive influence on it. You know, the DARK Act, of course, is designed to outlaw GMO labeling nationwide so that states can't even pass their own laws and cities can't pass their own laws. And basically, it's the food industry's end run around the state initiatives for GMO labeling mandates. But now that these documents are coming out, we have an incredible amount of weight showing that the industry is steeped in more corruption and more criminality and more dark tactics than we ever thought. I mean, we know the grocery manufacturers of America, you know, committed election fraud in Washington. That's all on the record. That, you know, that's a crime. We know that, you know, the fraud that happens where they in the the labeling elections where they send out like fake postcards from fake organizations that don't even exist, like, you know, mm-hmm. Teachers of California say don't label. Well, there are no Teachers of California as a group. You know, it's all fake. This is what they do. But now we know they're paying off the universities and they're buying off the scientists. We have their emails in their own words, and they're giving them free vacations to Hawaii and free trips and grant money, and how they're all lying about it. And they're even talking about whether they should even publicly disclose these financial ties. It's all now on the record, and I think that it's going to influence the debate in the Senate. I suspect that the DARK Act will meet a lot of resistance in the Senate. I don't know if it's enough to stop it, but it's definitely going to take it up a notch.
Yeah, everybody read this article that Mike just put out this afternoon. Independent GMO expert busted for receiving $25,000 from Monsanto. Again, it's just the tip of the iceberg here. And GMO.news should be in your bookmarks to go and check out all the latest, because there's a lot more to go. We haven't even been able to digest it. I'm digesting this while we're on the air, Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot that's going to come out. We're currently going through the documents ourselves, looking for more interesting tidbits that have been released. What's fascinating, though, is that these documents were only attained through the Freedom of Information Act, and they were able to get them for staffers who are paid by public universities. You know, taxpayer money goes to pay these people, so their emails are technically a matter of public record. But you have to know whose emails to ask for when you file your requests.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and there's a lot that hasn't been uncovered. There's a lot more corruption still to come out. So far, the document dumps have only involved three academic scientists, one from the University of Mississippi as well. There are a lot more coming out. There are at least 14 scientists whose emails have been acquired by the U.S. Right to Know campaign. So we have this is like the Planned Parenthood videos, you know, every week another video, another baby chop shop showing the truth about what they're doing. But in this case, it's university chop shop, you know, Monsanto. I guess the universities are becoming almost like biotech shill mills. You know, mm-hmm. You've heard of diploma mills.
Right.
They're like shill mills.
Well, we've uncovered for many years, as our friend John Rappaport has, the exalted status that these research universities have held for many years. Government money flows unending as long as the research is done to prop up the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. And yet we have the left-right paradigm still in existence that's in many ways a false dichotomy, because, you know, both sides end up playing the middle and everybody gets screwed on that. And here we're now looking at it's the us against all of them, or the few of them against all of us. And this is another layer of that, the money going into these research universities to these researchers and showing that the research is not even real.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of scientific fraud that's also being uncovered by this as well. If you look at the statements made by these people, the professors and doctorate staffers at these universities, their statements are wildly unscientific, and yet they claim to be the sole defenders of science. And yet they've been paid off. They've been bribed.
Yeah.
And so they're making a mockery of the science they claim to defend.
Well, they can no longer hide, and that's thanks in large part to the new media. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Of course, I mentioned GMO.news, a great place. There's a lot more sites coming online, and we'll be plugging them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike, thanks for joining us and helping us digest this breaking news.
Thank you, Robert. We'll see you later.
All right, we got lots more healing to go. Dr. Linda Isaacs will join us in the second hour as well, so stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, my little traveling buddy. He's back. I can't believe he's back. He's been gone so long. Paul Ferratero. Paul, is it really you?
It is really me.
I tell you, this is the craziest news day today. I'm bringing you on. I want to talk water. I'm just trying to, how do we weave this in? In fact, you know, it's a bummer because I know, you know, we've got a lot of Gator fans out there, and this is not only about University of Florida, but breaking news on the GMO front. A lot of Freedom of Information Act requests that are finding out that a lot of research universities have literally paid shills. Say they're being sent on vacations. They're being cut, you know, to be basically attack dogs for the biotech industry. And, you know, I'm saying we need Echo Water. We need to clear our minds to get, you know, to call out the bad guys in all of these research institutions. You know, we're all about good science here, but when anybody does it bad or is corrupted, we need to call them out.
Absolutely.
So the big news is, you know, the GMO biotech shills are being exposed, and they're everywhere. Not that we're surprised by this, but the fact is the New York Times has now even covered this.
Yeah. No, it's just the whole thing is going to be like a house of cards. I tell you what, I have to tell you, just from a real-world situation, I was in Europe for 20 days. I felt great. It didn't matter where you went. The tomatoes tasted like tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I went to a street vendor who sold nectarines and peaches. I don't remember when peaches and nectarines tasted like that. I was a kid. The last
right.
time I had food that tasted like food, and it didn't matter where you go, restaurant, street vendor who has a little table set up in a park, it didn't matter. The food was real. The food
right.
tasted great. And I told Jacqueline, I said, you see what happens when you mess with what God has put together? You
mm-hmm.
have food that who knows what it really is. And I tell you, I've come back, and we've eaten for a couple days. I have indigestion.
Mm-hmm.
I have other things that are going on that I did not have in 20 days traveling, eating,
right.
whatever. It's just amazing to me.
Well, it's Paul, it's more validation to the corruption of food. And in Europe, they've rejected a lot of what we've adopted here in the United States. Do we have Dr. Bitar on with us? Dr. Rasha Bitar, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, Dr. Bitar, you're on with our good buddy Paul Barrichero from Echo Water. We're just talking about the breaking news about, even the New York Times has now revealed that Freedom of Information Act requests have shown that the biotech industry, Monsanto in particular, has been buying off research scientists, research departments in major universities, and it's another layer of the veil of illusion is being lifted. Paul was just spending a few weeks in Europe doing a tour with his wife, seeing the food, the quality, so much different, comes back to America and notices how bad it is here unless we grow our own or really know how the food is being grown.
Yeah, that's probably a common observation for most people that have experienced traveling in other regions of the world and come back. I think that's a pretty common phenomenon that most people experience to some extent.
Yeah, and so as this is, you know, it's not a surprise to you, Dr. Bitar. We've been talking about it. Paul Barrichero, of course, investing in the science of molecular hydrogen and water. We talk about there is legitimate science happening, but as the research journals themselves, the heads of those journals for years we've been reporting, are saying they can't tell anymore what is legitimate science and what isn't anymore. And now we're finding out more of the biotech industry, these global corporations, just literally buying whatever scientific outcome they like. And if they don't like it, then they hire kind of hits squads, if not outright to kill scientists, just to discredit them.
Yeah, so tell me about the breaking story, because I'm not aware of it. I was about to just go work out. I just got home, and Patrick called me and told me that you were having some kind of party and wanted everybody on the air.
Well,
I need every excuse I can to get out of working out. So,
I know. Well, listen, I'm not going to hold you for... Dr. Bitar, I'm not going to hold you long, but I needed you in on this as well as Paul.
No, hold me long, please.
Okay. Oh, that's so nice. Did you hear? Hold me long. Don't take that wrong, Dr. Bitar's wife. right before we went to air, Mike Adams blasted out a new report. The New York Times has got some of it, but it was just a major document dump. Emails going back and forth between Monsanto Biotech, University of Florida researcher, University of Mississippi. There's only a few right now revealed, but more are coming. And it's just showing that there is something called the biofortified boys. They were called by the biotech industry. They were the paid researchers that would go out and be like the hit squad. Like they would say, Dr. Bitar is, you know, he's a quack doctor. You know, those kind of stories, right? But they're paid, and we're finding the money trail is being revealed through these emails. So it's a stunning revelation of things that we've talked about. Consciousness shifting, the veil of illusion lifting on so many levels.
Yeah, I think this was something that came to fruition too some time ago. If you remember, there was the story. Actually, I think you covered it, Robert, in detail. The researcher that from the vaccine industry who was paid a lot of money and is now in jail because of.
This guy embezzled like $1 million from the CDC. And he's like on the top 10 list of Interpol, and yet they point to him as the guy who's done the good science to prove that autism and vaccines aren't linked. And Paul, you have written a great ebook that we have downloadable for free at robertswater.com that references a lot of legitimate science, not corrupted by biotech industry, regarding the science of water and molecular hydrogen and things. And it takes a lot to take, like a fine tooth comb, to go through these things to make sure that they're not corrupted.
Well, here's the deal. When you have organizations that are doing science that's not paid for by anyone, they're doing research simply to understand how biomolecules are affected or how hydrogen reacts in the body, and there is no organization paying for that science, it's a whole different story, because the outcome is very different than when you have for-profit corporations paying for research.
Hmm.
Yeah. And all of the, you know, when you look at the 600 studies that we referenced, none of them were paid for by any corporation. These were all across the world, universities, research scientists that literally are just wanting to understand mechanism and what's going on. So.
Well, and Dr. Bitar, again, putting all of that into practice again, the evidence-based medicine that you usually like that they throw at us, well, we're evidence-based. What is the evidence? If you see a patient and you follow them all the way through their recovery and they get well, is that not evidence?
Yeah, you know, I disagree with the statement that for-profit corporations can't do good research. I think that's misleading, because there's a lot of people that have a profit incentive but also want to do good research. There's, you know, lots of things in history that have changed because there wasn't enough money to do to further that science, and the universities and all these industries that have furthered, you know, everything from food science to other advances in medicine that we see. For example, if you look at all the ozone stuff that was done in Germany, I mean, those weren't studies that were paid by somebody had to pay for these studies, and a lot of times there were companies that paid for them. And my point being that I think that just to say if a company's for profit or not for profit and whether they funded a study is probably not a responsible statement. I think it's.
But how do you differentiate that?
Well, I think it's an agenda. You know, what is their agenda? I mean, if a company is willing to put information out there, I mean, perfect example would be the cell phone industry, and when they funded. The name of the doctor was, I'll come to me in a second, the book, Robert, you and I have talked about him. He was in Chicago, and he was actually scheduled to be in Oprah. He was funded basically by the cell phone companies to...
Disprove the danger of the fields and such, but he found the opposite and was going to go public with it.
Exactly. The ambient cell phone radiation was 500,000% greater than it was in 1983. And so when he was paid... By the industry to divulge this, to show that there was no correlation. But when he found that there was a correlation, and he was going to go release it, that's when they came after him and said, we own this data because we paid for it. And of course, then he went public and wrote the book Success. So I think that's where the problem is. When a company comes out, they say, do a study, you do the study and you find the study is contradictory to what the agenda was. And when their goal is to prevent that information from going out because it doesn't meet their agenda, that's where you start dealing with the ethical issues and the problematic.
But would you agree, Dr. Bitar, that you know, as far as the reliability of the studies, unfortunately, the big money has been promoting the agenda no matter what and shutting down the science. For instance, as we've talked about the autism vaccine and mercury link.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, that there are good companies out there, responsible companies out there that have tried to do the right thing. Unfortunately, I should say that a lot of these companies, since they don't have an agenda, we don't hear maybe so much about them. But like the Monsantos and some of the big pharma companies, they have
that's what's
very
coming
clear
out.
Agenda. Yeah, they have a very, very clear agenda, and it's unfortunate that people are secondary, the agenda is primary. And
right.
This is what, when it comes back to the issue of the, those moments of dough, for example. See, look at those moments of dough during the studies that we cover. Some of these studies, they're not covered by Big Pharma, and they're not covered by Monsanto, but why the hell are they spending all this money to prove that exercise benefits us, you know?
Right.
So you could actually attack the good guys by the saying that they're just wasting resources by doing studies that are intuitively obvious. So,
well, how do we get the setup right? And Paul, again, you've traveled around the world. You've been to a lot of research institutions, even in Asia and Japan, where they're doing good research. How do we differentiate? Because that's a big problem now, as more people lose quote-unquote faith, which was never appropriately applied to these kinds of institutions, in my opinion, but to find out what is real and what isn't, Paul.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, Dr. Bouchard has made my point even better than I made it, which is, it's extremely rare to have a paid-for study anymore that does. I'm not saying that it's not viable and that there's no such thing as companies that are paying, but it's very rare to find that there's not an agenda. And that's exactly what I was saying, which all 600 studies that we cite,
mm-hmm.
there was no payment for those. Those are literally universities and hospitals that were doing studies on their own to learn and to figure out mechanisms of healings or how biomolecules are affected, how things are done. So all that I'm saying is that's a good first step. If you're looking at research or you're looking to find out if there's an ulterior motive, first look at the money trail.
Okay.
If there is a money trail, figure out who it is and what they're trying to accomplish and if there's a product attached to it or if there's not a product or if there's any, you know, just figure out, just as Dr. Prasad just said, try and figure out the agenda
right.
and what's going on. And that's all. And, you know, it is more and more difficult, that's for sure. But
it is,
I agree with everything.
Stand by. We got to take a break. Everybody, go to mango4health.com. We launched it again last night. If you haven't signed up, 1358 is the invite code.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now.
Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, second hour, we got Dr. Linda Isaacs, her first interview since the immediacy of the death of Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We'll talk about, dedicate the next hour to that. Right now, we've got Paul Barrett still with us, robertswater.com. This is such a crazy day because of all the breaking news. And, you know, my apologies if anybody's confused by what's going on out there, but it's going to take a lot to digest all of the veils of illusion that are lifting, particularly in the biotech industry, the GMO industry. I want to let you know, go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook, a lot of the science we were talking about with water, molecular hydrogen. I want to hear from Paul in a moment as well. And Dr. Bitar, of course, we broke the news last week and yesterday as well of Mango for Health, a private association that you can become a member for life for $1, $1. And you will be able to access information that I can't even speak about on the radio because, well, I think if you've listened long enough, you'd understand why. So thank you both for being on board today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So, Dr. Bitar, you wanted to relate one more thing about the launch of Mango for Health, if there are any questions that people had.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a webinar. We're going to do it actually next week after Advanced Medicine Monday, after the radio show, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We sent that information out. And so for anybody listening, if you're already a member of IEDSW, just go into your membership site, and on the upper right-hand corner, there's a link to register for the webinar. For those people that aren't members, well, it's a moot point because you won't have access to the webinar. But if you are, that's where you need to go. And we just made that decision that Poison or Panacea, a webinar that we did about an hour long, all to do with vaccines. I also had Dr. Victor Martel Vega with me and Dr. Sherry Tempany with me, and we went through a lot of most
frequently asked questions. A lot of those will be covered. It's been really an effective, and we've gotten a lot of feedback regarding that particular webinar.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally a charge to access that, so that will be on IADFW on the membership site, free of charge to all members, beginning Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. So I'm really, really excited by some of the listeners, Robert, to the show that have written in or called in and told us how excited they are about the IADFW, more so than even the Mango, which is
sure.
which is exactly what I was hoping for. And I hope more and more people join because
it's a private association whose time is long overdue. We've got to be able to be free to speak about the healing. As I've talked about, and I know you agree, Dr. Bitar, and I know Paul and I, we talk about this all the time. This is a mission that's far beyond, just any particular product or method. It really is empowering. It's bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, and that's why I love doing what I'm doing here on the radio 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So just heads up, next week after Advanced Medicine Monday, there'll be a webinar for all the members available. You can become one for life for $1. Basically, go to Mango and the number 4health.com, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Your invitation code, because you have to have an invitation, is 1358 1358. So, Dr. Bitar, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, obviously, for more advanced medicine on Monday.
Absolutely, Robert. And before we go, before I go, I just want to let you know, and I'm going to put you on the spot. I would like to get your commitment that at least once a month, you and I, and I'm going to do this with a couple of other people too. I think Ty is doing this with somebody too.
Okay.
That we have an hour-long, commercial-free, complete, uncensored, informational-packed video or audio session that we do for our members. It doesn't cost them anything, but there's no bars held back. Everything
if we're
there.
In a private club, I can reveal things I can't reveal on the radio, so I'll do that with you, absolutely.
Exactly.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, perfect.
Thanks, Dr. Bitar.
Thanks for, absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Very exciting news. Like I said, the veils of illusion are lifting. Paul, you've been at this for many years as well. You've seen a lot of changes and shifts. And in fact, in my opinion, you've been a catalyst for a lot of good, and you continue to do so.
Well, thank you. That's what, that's the purpose. That's all we're wanting to do, right, is heal people and help people find their way to heal themselves. And that's going back to nature, going back to what we've been given by God, and going back to what's already ours.
So. Yes. Well, and it's an exciting time. There are a lot of people suffering around the world. At the same time, there are a lot of people waking up and tapping into that healing that I'm so grateful we can be a part of. And, Paul, I want to get you back on. There's so many stories I want to hear from you, from your trips, and it's just been a crazy day on the air, but I'm so grateful you dropped by even for a few minutes.
Sure, no problem. My pleasure.
All right, everybody, check it out, robertswater.com. It's also linked up in the show notes, as are all of our great sponsors of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Click on the banner. Say thank you. Thank you to Dr. Bitar. Thank you to Mike Adams. Thank you to Paul Baratiero. Next hour, Dr. Linda Isaacs. About Dr. Gonzalez, because the power to heal is forever yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.